Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 59 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 67 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees.
KEA-OOK Mobile, we're up headed northbound on 75 and monitoring. OOK Mobile, we're clear of this frequency.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 72 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 74 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, 0 degrees.
K-E-A-O-R-D, K-E-A-O-R-D, this is KSA-BWP. W8, KDE Mobile listening. W8, KDE Mobile monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny, 75 degrees.
W8, JDE Mobile. W8, JDE Mobile. JD Mobile.
I catch a call.
EA to Juliet, Delta Echo, Mobile, southbound I-75.
Hey, I'm in, coming the back way into LaPierre from Columbiaville.
Oh, are you taking Bronson Lake Road?
Why your audio sounds so weird. I back off the mic a little bit. I couldn't understand you.
Back off a bit. So you're taking Bronson Lake Road?
yeah, I'm coming down. No, I'm coming down Millville right now. Just come off of McKeon Lake around the curve.
I used to live down there off of Davis Lake Road.
Gotta run to town, pay some bills, check on some prices of, I gotta grab a box of staples, I think, for, stacking these beehives together. And, a few other things, groceries.
Yeah, we're heading down towards, Fenton right now, so if I get noisy, let me know when I can slip over to the, 3-8 repeater.
Still making up pretty good. You must still be fairly close then. Yeah, I've got a mountain of wood I'm finishing cutting up for the bee boxes for different style boxes for different spots in the apiary.
Yeah, we just flipped over to the 3-8 repeater in Flint.
He's got a pretty hot mic on it.
On this radio?
Yeah.
I'm actually about a foot away from the mic, I'll back off even more. How's that?
Yeah, you sound all right.
Fred Flintstone radio, the ASU SP-2600.
Yeah. Is the 2600 a monobander?
Yes, it is.
I think I remember those.
Yeah, I got three of them.
50, 60 watts?
Yeah, 60, but I took the PA jack out and put an 80 watt jack into it.
Right, yeah. What are you using for an antenna?
I don't know. The quarter wave whip broke off, so I stuck a coat hanger on. I used some buffalo gum and some tape.
Pretty funny.
Nah, it's a 5/8 wave on a trunk mount.
What brand did you pick up?
Well, it's a hybrid antenna. The whip came off a large. The coil is a Hustler coil. And now it's got an M&O adapter on it.
Interesting. You just had a couple pieces laying around and started checking them out, or what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the fun of the hobby. I mean, is to take junk, you know, take other people's junk and make it work.
That's why I was laughing about the coat hanger. That sounds like something I would have done. These guys, how'd you get that? How'd you get solder to stick to that measuring tape? I gotta find another 50 cal ammo can so I can rig up a load for my CV whip so I can do cover a few of those low bands with my HF rig, and then I'll be able to go mobile with one of my HF rigs.
I have a 10-meter coil. Or maybe it's a Motorola 10-meter coil, it's something. And it's got a long whip on it, and if you use the long whip, it works for 28.2 with the spring on it. If you take the spring off, it'll work for 29.6 for FM.
I done some FM last fall, and I didn't work any repeaters. I've worked for repeaters in California and talked into Japan with FM. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, Oh, yeah, yeah. You used to be on the 10-meter FM repeater all the time. And then the 6 meters, too. When 6 meters opens up, that's a definitely a good band.
My name is Mike, Mike India Kilo, Echo, KB8OOE.
My name here is John. Just play John. John. You know, like J-O-H-N.
Wait a minute, is this John, Joe's brother John?
Yeah!
I haven't heard that name in a while, either, actually.
Yeah, we live up in Gladwin, but my daughter's still in, actually, Burton, but she works at McLaren, so... We're looking around and around, we're going to drop a box off, an early Christmas present for the grandson.
Joe still got a license?
Does who?
Brother Joe, does he still have a license?
Well, I believe if you check in QRZ, it's still good.
I haven't heard his voice for 15, 20 years.
And now it sounds like my youngest brother, Jay, I think he's going to take his test pretty soon.
Doesn't hurt to have more hams in the family, that's for sure. My brother let his license lapse, and he went back and got it again. And he's staying with being a tech, I guess. I don't know. I figured he was smart enough to at least get the general, but he's got awful lazy. Maybe he'll get it.
I got my general the easy way. I got it when they were, you know, like giving them out in the Cracker Jack boxes.
My call is an original novice call, but I waited until they dropped that to get that general. Yeah, they give them away back then, didn't they?
Yeah, the extra was just a little bit harder, though.
That one peeled the brain, peeled the surface of my brain a little bit. Kind of separated my brain from my thick skull to pass that one. I had to do that one twice.
Yeah, it was awful hard writing all the answers on the inside of my eyelids.
Yeah, there was no easy way to pass that. That was quite the question pool, I think.
Okay, JD, back then, you know, way back then, when I got my first license, I mean, you know, you still had to learn Morse code, you know, like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you had to draw diagrams and, you know, be able to identify what a circuit was. And yeah, the test today, it's like, it's all multiple guess.
Yeah, it was, they put that class on over there at Davison, and it was Clancy and Nancy Cott and Jim Boyer and all those. I don't remember Clancy's call, but there was quite a few of them that were helping put that class on. That was quite the class.
Oh, yeah. Definitely for sure. Now it's just a matter of memorization. I tell people, anybody studying for the test, I say, take some tape, white tape or whatever, masking tape or whatever, go through your study book and look at the question and only look at the right answer. Just black out all the wrong answers. And now it's strictly association.
That's how they do it in them computerized tests anyways, highlight everything, but... Yeah, it was KD8YX, N8ABR, Fred, and I can't remember Clancy's call, Nancy Cott, I don't know. All of them are dead now. All of them.
KDRF.
KD8OE, yeah, every single one of those people that put that. That was a nice class, too. They really tried hard. And they got quite a few passers out of that.
Yes, sirree. Now, the old group down here, like Rod, WGAW, he's living up at Indian River now. and that's kind of where Clancy's cabin was up there. I know he lived in Davidson for the longest time. Oh, yeah. Life goes on. WJDE Mobile.
I remember when Rod had the packet BBS over there. I panhandled a little bit on there.
I still talk to him every now and then when he passes through, so. NNE, he's another one you hardly hear anywhere. I figured if I was out here this long, he'd be out here, but I don't know.
Yeah, Bob, yeah. There's a few of them that are still kicking, but most of the, I think everybody in that class is that was teaching that is long gone.
Yeah, down in Lapeer, is Steve still active in 8EN?
I believe he lives right across the street from my mother. She moved back back up here from Mission, Texas, east of, she lives east of Lapeer. East of the repeater site, about half mile.
Because Steve's wife used to be the secretary at the high school there. And he, yeah, I've been over to his house many times. He's been over to my house, too, now, when I lived down there.
In like a little intentional community, right across the street from my mother. Ron, I gotta get out of here. I got some stuff going on, and I gotta get in and out of the store and the bank and stuff. KB at Oli.
Overheated my cigarette lighter plug. Gotta jump. I'll be right back in a minute or two, WJD. Doubled with you. I said I overheated my cigarette lighter plug. I gotta jump. I'll be right back in a minute here, WJD.
KB at Oli.
WJD Mobile, we're back.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. VHF hub disconnected.
W8FFR, mobile and monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees.
KE8ORD, KE8ORD, this is KF8BWP, copy.
Good evening, 2000 hours, sunny, 73 degrees.
Good evening, and welcome to the Lapeer County Net. This net meets every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on the W8LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association, and our repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Kevin. Call sign is KB8TAR, and I'll be net control for this evening. At this time, are there any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in? Please call now.
KCA, VHA, Dick, heading east out of Flint.
All right, good evening, Dick. That means you're getting closer. All right, any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. All right, we'll take our general check-ins now. Anyone wishing to join the net this evening, please call net control now.
Any LJN, Larry in Metamora.
KE8YGV, Russ Davison.
All right, Larry and Russ, we got you on the list. Any other stations, please call now.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Romeo Delta, Ward.
All right, good evening, Ward. All right, let's, I didn't hear anybody else jumping in there, so let's go up to the top of the list, and we'll take another standby here in a few minutes. So, Dick, go right ahead. Hopefully everything went okay in Flint. Standby, Larry. KC8VHA, KB8TAR.
Well, good evening to everybody on the net. Yeah, I'm coming out of Flint. My wife went in about a week ago with chest pains in the Clarion and Flint, and that's where I'm headed home from now. Just sitting there visiting her, and because she's going to have open heart surgery on Thursday. So back to you, Kevin. KCA-VHA.
Oh, wow, that's... I guess she's getting treated, but that's big surgery, as you know. I hope, truly hope everything goes okay for you guys. All right, Larry, go ahead and stand by Russ, N8LJN, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, N8LJN. Good evening to everyone on the net, and especially best wishes for Dick's wife. Did not know of that, and so we greatly appreciate you letting us all know, and we wish you all the best on Thursday, I think. It was an interesting weekend. It was kind of the usual weekend, where it was a mix of laboring on the farm here on Labor Day weekend, as well as some goofing off. So we went up to the Frankenmuth German car show. It was kind of a late turnout for the show, but cars from far out of the state. Kind of surprising that they do that. But they're diehards, I guess. And a little bit of fussing around with the go box here, trying to get it going. Keep it going, I should say. And that's about it for this round. N8LJN, back to net.
Well, you have to explain that German car show there. Was it all Volkswagens and Audis and things like that? I've been up to their car show, the big one, but I thought that was later in September. Maybe I'm wrong. All right, Russ, go ahead. Your turn. Stand by Ward. KE8YGV, KB8TAR.
Yeah, good evening. This is Russ, KE8YGV, and Dick, my prayers will be with you and with your wife. Certainly a tough thing to go through. About 30 days ago, I was walking the trail, the Black Creek Trail in Davison, and I saw a bike off in the brush. It was kind of overgrown. Things were growing through it in high school. And so I walked off the trail and grabbed a closer look, and that bike was fairly new. It was in very good shape, had a flat tire, and so I pulled it out of there and then walked it back and then dropped it off at the police station to see if anybody had lost it or maybe it had been stolen and somebody threw it there. And they told me that I should come back in 30 days if there's no activity on it, then I will get ownership. Well, today's the 30th day, and I own a nice bicycle. It's a Raleigh M55. I don't know if that means anything. Don't know much about bicycles, but I'm going to get it all cleaned up. put a tube in the rear tire, and my grandkids will have a bicycle to play with. Back to the net.
Well, very good. I wouldn't have, I probably wouldn't have messed with it myself, but I wouldn't have thought of turning it into to the police. So very good. And let's see, Ward, you're next, and then we'll take a standby after his transmission. WA8RD, KDATAR.
Yeah, good evening to everybody in the net. And Dick, sorry to hear about your wife. And well, I tell you, they do some nice things over there at McLaren. They had an open heart there about 25 years ago where they repaired a valve. Absolutely miraculous that they could do that. And a friend of mine who happens to be a small plane pilot, he was out flying out of DuPont here 3 days ago, and right after he landed and put his plane away, he got dizzy. Didn't feel like he could drive home, so he called his wife, and she sent an ambulance, and by golly, he got a pacemaker today. So you just never know. And speaking of that, I'm getting a pacemaker next week. So, yeah, it's... thank goodness they can manage that and do that stuff, and I tell you, the science is just miraculous. But like Larry said, let's not forget the big guy in the sky. And so let's all do prayers there for Dick's wife. Back in that control, WA8RD.
Wow, a lot of going around. My dad had a valve replaced in his heart years ago. Almost must be 10 now. Those heart surgeons were on a different level in terms of their skill and knowledge. It's quite impressive folks, to be honest. All right, we are at the bottom of our short list, so we're looking for new check-ins. Any new stations wishing to join the net this evening, please call net control now.
Hey, it's KB8OLE. NACSB.
All right, good evening, Mike and Rob. We got 10 on the list. So go ahead, Mike. Stand by Rob. KB8OOE, KB8TAR.
I'm on my way back home from Myers. Gonna swing by my dad's place there and get a straight edge. I'm ripping up a bunch of lumber for meat hardware. So, yeah, I'm gonna be a short one here, so I'll sign out and figured I'd get in on the net while I could. 7-3, everybody, KB8OOE.
Yeah, well, good to have you on the net there, Mike. We're here almost every Tuesday, except for club meeting nights. All right, Rob, go ahead. NEPSP, KB8TAR.
Good evening, KB8TAR in the net. This is Rob, NEPSP. I've been hard at work for the last week studying for my extra. So next week I'm going to do my best to get off work early and get in there and get my testing done. And I've been doing some practice tests, and I'm hitting 80%, or 86%, right around it. So I'm like, okay, we'll just keep plugging at it. So much. And some camping.
On the extra there, Rob. Yeah, you better get it done in September. I don't think we're going to have testing in October. Scott's going to be out of town. All right, which reminds me, I was going to make an announcement that next week is the club meeting for September, so there's no net next week. And something else I was going to say that slipped my mind. All right, before we go back up to the top, any other new check-ins for the net this evening, please call net control now. All right, nothing heard. We'll go back up to the top, see if Dick has moved closer in range, and stand by Larry. KC8BHA, KB8TAR.
I should be getting a lot closer. I don't know what my signal was like. It was nice that this old aluminum truck could get a signal all the way from Flint. So just 73 to everybody. Have a great night, and maybe we'll see you all next week. KCAVHA, back to net.
Yeah, Dick, your signal was fine both times. I don't think we missed a word of it either time. So your aluminum truck is doing just dandy. All right, and yeah, all the best to you guys and your wife. I do hope you make it next week or are able to make it. All right, Larry, go ahead, stand by Russ. NAVLJN, KB8TAR.
Well, Kevin, the German car show in Frankenmuth is quite small. I think the one you're referring to, I have not actually seen myself, but it is a classic car show, and I'm told it takes over the entire town of Frankenmuth. Where we were north of Bavarian Village in that little park, kind of on that peninsula where the river winds around the corner, and that's all it is. It's not very large at all. But it's a nice day. Always pleasant. Go out with your boys and Google it cars. Google it cars, I should say. Hey, Rob, good luck on your extra. And keep those practice tests going. Those things are very important. And someday I hope to be right there with you getting my extra. But I think I'll let that wait for a while. And, Kevin, as always, thank you so much for running the net. This is NADLJN 73, everyone. Back to net.
Yeah, Larry, I wasn't aware of the German car show. I'll have to take a peek on the details there on their website. Yeah, we like to, it's a two-day event, the one I'm talking about, and we don't go up on Saturday. It's just too much of a madhouse. So if you go on Sunday, crowds are gone, but at least half the cars are still there. So you still see tons of cars without the crowds. So that's when we like to go up. Other people might like the crowds. All right, Russ, go ahead. Stand by Ward, KE8YGV, KB8TAR.
Yes, this is Russ, KE8YGV, and I am going to be taking my general class license this month. I've decided to stop putting it off. But one question I have, if anybody knows where I can get some more practice tests. I've done the one that I got with a book I purchased, but there's only one, and I'd like some others to just round out my skills, make sure I'm ready for it. But my goal is to get it before the end of September, so if anybody can help me with that, I appreciate it. Great talking with all you fellas this evening. 73. This is KE8YGV. Back to net control.
Hey, Larry, can you field Russ's question on where to test? I can't for the life of me think of that website. Go ahead.
Yeah, Russ, it's hamstudy.org. This is an app or on the computer. It actually is the same outfit that we do the club testing with, and they do an outstanding job. When I was studying for my general, I didn't have a book. I was actually stuck for 4 hours at a vet office waiting, and I just kept going and going, and I really found that made the difference. I didn't pass by much, but I did pass. So I was really grateful for that, and I'm grateful for hamstudy.org is the outfit. Really great app, and the computer program is website is just as good. Very well done. NALJN, back to net.
All right, thanks a lot there, Larry. That's probably good information for everybody. It's been, I don't even know how many years it's been since I took the test. It's been actually decades. All right, Ward, go ahead and stand by Rob, WA8RD, KB8TAR.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that the classic car show in Frankenmuth is this weekend. So, if you have the mind to go up there and battle the crowds, it's this weekend. I only know that because the Third Degree Burns band, which is a teenage band, plays up there every year at that. And it's a lot of fun to go up there and listen to them and take pictures for them and just see all the people and all the cars. But you got those crowds, so when you're ready to leave, it can be kind of a hassle. And say hi to Mike OOE out there. Good to hear you on the net. And that's all I got for tonight, guys. 7-3, and as usual, Kevin, good job on the net. WA8RD, back to net control.
All right, Ward, I'm glad you told me it was this weekend. I was going to look it up. Took a note to look it up. But I've already got a buggy car show on the agenda. Maybe we can hit both there Sunday. All right, Rob, go ahead, then we'll take a standby. NAPSP, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, this is NAPSP. I got a low battery, so I'm going to bow out. 73, everybody, and have a great evening.
All right, no worries, Rob. Your transmission was just fine with the low battery so far. But, all right, hopefully see you next week. And let's see, we are at the bottom of our list. So are there any new check-ins for the net? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Any rechecks or other business for the net? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Thank you, everyone, for joining this evening, and hopefully see you guys at the club meeting next week. And we'll now return the repeater to normal use. This is KB8TAR 73.
You still around, Ward?
Hey, Mike. Good evening, buddy. How you doing?
I just figured I'd check back in here for a second and say hello. I haven't heard those guys you get the pictures of, but boy, some of the photography's right. Beyond good. So, anyways, I'm sure they're appreciating that. But I heard they were pretty good. And then there's a couple other good ones out there, local. The John Fett Quartet. But they mixed, they lost a couple members, and then they joined up with a guy out around Lapeer that works at the music store off and on. That band is called Zang, like Tang with a Z, and I guess they're pretty good. But the pictures turn out phenomenal, and some of your rodeo pictures were excellent as well.
Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been shooting this band for, I guess, 4 years, and it's just a unique band. They teach kids how to play. You can go in there at 8 years old not knowing how to sing or how to play any instrument, and they'll teach you how to play. And they have voice coaches, they have guitar instructors, drum instructors, keyboard instructors. They even have a horn section now, and it's free to any kids in the area. And then once you graduate high school, you can stay in the band up through the 1st of September, and then you got to go bye-bye. So it's just kind of a unique situation he's got there. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I should check them out. I've been meaning to see some other music besides the ones I go see. I got my mainstays. The IQ band, they didn't split up, but they're not doing... They done Tuscola Palooza this year, and there were some excellent musicians showed up to that one. Unbelievable. They had a Metallica Megadeth cover band that were, as far as I'm concerned, was better than the originals. And pretty good stage show, too. That festival ran all day long, and I wasn't going to drive home after that. I don't even drink, but I wasn't going to drive after that. It was that late. I just slept in my truck.
The fun thing with these kids is, you know, sometimes they don't have a very good stage presence. They're afraid when they get up on the stage because there's all those people. And so that's the director of the band actually has me come up to their practice area a couple times through the winter and with my camera and work with them on stage presence. And I tell you, it's a lot of fun. These are really good kids. Hey, so I was, I was checking out Rob here in APSP, and he was a little scratchy going into the repeater, so I hit him on the reverse, and man, he was full quieting. So I looked him up, and jeepers creepers, I could almost throw a stone and hit him. He's just right out behind my house here. That's kind of funny.
Was he going in through the repeater? Is this repeater still linked during the net?
No. He's, like I said, he's just a little ways out behind my house, but he was on HT, and he said his battery was going dead on him. So I get it, we're just a few miles from the repeater, but if your battery's going dead, you just kind of start dropping out. Now, the second time he came in, he was full quiet into the repeater, but the first time he was a little scratchy, so that's when I hit the reverse, and he was full quieting to me. I thought, well, that's strange. He's got to be close by.
Well, some of those antennas they saw with some of the new radios are just beyond horrible. So it could be that, too, but, I mean, from your house, you should be able to hit that thing with a watt, I would say.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just right here by the drag strip, so, probably, 3.5 miles from the repeater.
Yeah, you're real close. I mean, you could almost sit that far, really, but it's some, like I said, I checked some of these antennas they got. And they say they're for the band. I've slept them with, even with the counter boys on them, I've slept them with an analyzer type thing. And they just look horrible.
Oh, yeah. My son got his ticket last year. And, he picked himself up a nice HF rig. And then he didn't get a mobile rig, but he picked up the ID, 52A. Handheld, nice little radio. And he lives down in Utica. He couldn't get into anything. And I said, you got to swap out that stupid little dummy load antenna they've got out there. That thing does nothing. And so he bought a little 18-inch whip and put on there, and jeepers creepers. He can get into all the Detroit repeaters and all over the place with it. And yeah, the one they sell with the radios are nothing but a dummy load.
Absolutely, and that thing was probably loaded in the base, so it ran as a 5/8 on 440 and a quarter wave on 2. So, hey, I'm at my dad's house across the street from Kevin's place here. I got to go and get this straight edge. I got a ton of lumber to cut up still for these D-boxes. Just blew about $50 on the pin, like trim staples, to tack them together so I can screw them together.
All right, man, I'm glad you jumped in there, Mike. Good to hear from you, and we should get together sometime and go have a coffee. 7-3, my friend. Talk to you later. WA8RD.
I agree, Ward. It's been a long time. You better go check out some live music and chase the ladies. Well, I don't know. I don't need you competing for my next girlfriend. 7-3, I'll get a hold of you soon enough. I'm really dying to see some local live music. This is KV80OE.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. VHF hub connected to LaPierre. VHF. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 53 degrees.